This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And yep, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, March the 15th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out there in Riverdale. First responders, teachers, everybody that's out there helping folks.
All right.
Out there in Riverdale.
Out in Riverdale.
In Riverdale.
A lot of people don't know that there's a river in Riverdale.
Include me in one of them, as one of them.
Yeah, you do. I didn't know that. I mentioned it before. Well, the river that pops up from
really
under Bottom Airport.
You don't.
apparently not. The river that runs up under the airport pops up, you know, right there in Clayton County and runs right through Riverdale.
See,
that's
now,
why you got to be looking for it. But it's.
That part I do remember.
Yeah.
But see, you broke another piece of news.
What?
That people think to themselves, hang on, there's a river going underneath the airport?
Yeah, man, there's a river under the airport.
Not the runways,
the
airport.
It's been there for a long time.
Okay, but it's the airport itself, the building, not the runways.
What? No, I mean, I'm sure it runs under all of it, the property down there. You're not sure exactly what part of it, but I know it comes out right on Clark Howell Highway and pops up from under the ground.
We need clarification on that, because I'm telling you right now, if I'm thinking I'm landed or taken off, on top of
they're not saying like the Mississippi River or something.
I don't care, man. There's water. Water is not solid. And you got planes landing on something that's on top of a river.
Greg, they've been landing there for a few
years. That's why I'm going to believe it's under the building, not the runways.
Yeah,
You need to say that anyway.
We're not going to have the miracle on the Hudson.
You need to say that. See, you having some fun here. You got folks
lands
at the airport.
The water and everybody
you got folks
the plane, right?
Going to the airport
not
right
gonna
now.
Call Captain Sully.
That you having fun with. You know, people got to go through all kinds of trials and tribulations to get on an airplane just to feel comfortable.
Hey, man, these days, boy, to what we saw another one this week, right?
See?
You know, but thankfully, everybody, I'm not making fun of this now. Thankfully, everybody made it off that flight. Okay, we're talking about the plane that landed out in Denver and caught fire.
Yeah.
You know, that was frightening. But thankfully, everybody made it off fine. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Folks who want to know this, you know, Greg and I have strategically parked this morning because it's one of those days here in wonderful Midtown. The annual Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade will go off at 12 noon. They will block off streets. There'll be fire trucks. There'll be barricades. There'll be all kind of stuff here. And if we don't park in just the right place, we ain't getting out of here.
Oh, we getting out of here. I know. What's that line from Born in Ving Rhames said in Only in America? I helped build this blankety blank, and yeah. I know my way around. So yeah,
well, all happens here in Midtown. Whether you know, if you notice, you came up this morning. The lights in front of Colony Square on the trees are green. You know, they're getting everything, you know, festive and ready.
It's a nice, beautiful sight there, Mr. Crenshaw.
See, there he goes.
It's a beautiful thing.
I was waiting for you to do that. I wondered how long it's going to take you to break off into that. you know. But the parade
I mean,
starts.
No disrespect, right?
It starts at 12 noon.
You gonna have yourself a pint of Guinness?
Well, you, oh no, I didn't do that.
Why you say it like that? That's like the that's like turning your nose up at eggnog at Christmas time, man. You got to have yourself a pint.
People should arrive around 11 o'clock for the best viewing opportunities. But it's a it's an historic event here in Atlanta. It's been going on for a very long time, and people will talk about it.
You know, it's funny.
Dates back to 1858, making it the one of the oldest St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the nation.
Now, I have mixed emotions about St. Patrick's Day, but here in town that you brought, this is historic in Atlanta. The years that I have been in this city, most of the people throughout the years traditionally have sought out, if they want the biggest, most elaborate St. Patrick's Day parade, find themselves to Savannah.
Well, that's if you want to get up being a drunk.
Okay. Again, now you've been throwing out some nuggets this morning so far.
I was trying to be nice about it, but why you want to go?
People ain't going down there just to get drunk. People go staying here to get drunk too.
No, there are a lot of people go down to Savannah because that is where they.
It's a more elaborate parade. Drinking has nothing to do with the location.
Yeah, it does.
There's a reason I call it the amateur night.
Maybe because they're close to the water. I don't know.
Well. You don't want nobody walking into the water.
No, you don't.
You don't want that.
And their river, unlike ours at the airport, that river is very visible.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it is. Anyway,
yeah.
We got the whole point of this is that St. Patrick's Day Parade is coming down Peachtree.
Today.
Here in a little while.
Today.
So plan ahead, plan accordingly. Can I tell you something that I just saw as we talk about things that happened on this date and historic moments? I never put these two together, but there was a historic partnership that happened this way, this date. But I didn't know that these were two different people. A dude named Henry Rolls formalized his partnership with Charles Royce.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
That's where the car came from.
That's where the car came from, or the company.
Okay.
Also did it with a dude named Charles Johnson, I believe.
Johnson?
Yeah. Johnson, you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Yeah, I know.
Claude Johnson.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay.
Yeah. Henry Rolls, Charles Royce, and Claude Johnson.
Okay.
Formalized their existing partnership, made it official, became Rolls Royce Limited. I just didn't know that there were two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Never put that together. So there's your first piece of insignificant information. Before we get to the story of the week, which I'm going to do, I'm going to let you know here, we got some names coming up on this show this morning.
Yeah.
We got some names.
Yep.
Starting off within about 10 minutes, Quincy Carter.
Yep.
And is he going to be talking football, Sam?
No.
He ain't talking football.
He's talking baseball.
He's talking baseball.
People who don't recall or weren't in the area at the time forget that he's a two-sport athlete.
Yep.
We may get him to talk a little bit of Georgia Bulldogs. They got to break in a new starting quarterback over there this year. So, and they started spring practice. So he may see a little bit, but we're going to talk about baseball. That's what he has happening tomorrow.
And that's one name. We got another name.
Yep.
Jamal Lewis.
Yep.
Will be joining us, and he's bringing another name with him. He's not going to be on the show with us, but he will be bringing another big name into what he's talking about, and that's Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame Ed Reed.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, we have that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And not to be outdone, as we are in the throes of college basketball, just as important as what's going on the men's side is what's going on the women's side.
They've been the showstoppers the last 2 years.
You know what I mean?
They've stolen the show, and I'm ready for it. I'll get my popcorn ready for the women's tournament.
And to let us know everything we need to know about that, she's back with us this season, is Megan L. Hall.
Yeah.
From USA Today for the win. Thank you. Sorry about that, Megan. Anyway, she's sleeping. She's gonna be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Can we hit it, Noel? Do we have time? I'm gonna do mine. Hit it.
It's time for Sam and Greg's
like
story
James
of the
Brown.
Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
You know how I've talked about there are unbreakable rules, and there are people who discuss a handful. But I absolutely believe there is only one unbreakable record in baseball, in sports, period. And that's Cy Young. He retired on this day. Cy Young retired on this day, and I want to get this number in front of me here, but he won 511 games.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Here we go. Yeah. So on this date in 2012, he retired 511 wins, 315 losses. So he's never going to get passed, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I say that because there was a record when it was established that probably won't get beaten, but people were kind of paying attention to this guy coming up right behind him. So Reggie, I'm going to get this right. Ray Allen retired in 2014, had the all-time record for threes, 2,973, just under 3,000, right? And that was in 2014 he retired. Took the record from Reggie Miller, right? So 2,973 was the record. Steph Curry hit his 4,000th three this past week. That's my story of the week. And will that get passed? I don't know. But will
the,
there be
the way people are throwing him up right now? I mean, that's the thing. And some people will cast a skunk eye at him because he'll also say he's what's wrong with the NBA right now.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't think so. But a lot of people are saying because everybody's doing the same thing. You give it to somebody and they throw it up, and it comes from travel ball. It comes from AAU. I mean, that's what it is. His influence is even when we talk about the women's game. His influence is there.
Okay.
Because it's something that people can do. You asked me, it's been several years ago, who is the most, you know, influential player. And I think by far.
In basketball?
It's him in basketball, yeah. Because he does something that everybody can try. You know, everybody can't try to do, you know, loop-de-loop, windmill, slam dunks. But everybody can find that three-point stripe. Believe me, I was down in Macon last week. They were all looking for it.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, his influence on the game is, you know, well stated. Now, will somebody surpass that? Somebody's working.
And he's still putting them up.
Well, yeah, now, absolutely.
So we'll
absolutely
see. But that's absolutely my story of the week. I know we're up against it. You want to save yours for a minute?
I can. You know, I'll go quickly. Mine is great. Departure of Grady Jarrett.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll get into that when we talk. We're going to later on, we're going to talk about NFL and some of the comings and goings this week. And we'll talk more about that.
And believe it or not, as we mentioned a name from the NFL, Quincy Carter, we ain't talking football, not necessarily up next. We're going to talk some baseball, find out what he is up to here in the neighborhood. And you guys, by the way, can be a part of it. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I wasn't sure who this was until Danny started singing, but that musical intro, Sam, sounded like one of those nighttime soap opera intros. It just struck me as like, and tonight on Notch Landing. Oh, anyway, man. We have a guest.
Falcon Crest.
Okay, Falcon Crest. I'd mess with Tracy with that all the time. I would just purposely say the wrong one, like Reverend Felcher. Would you do the honors?
You want me to?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
I wish you would, sir.
I'm happy that he's with us. He's doing something fantastic in the community, as he does so much of.
Yes.
And people mostly associate this man with one sport, but he played another sport. Matter of fact, that's an event that I was at not too long ago, and he was there.
Yeah, but he's from my hometown.
Well, there we go.
So we got it covered.
See, that's
and you covered him in high school.
Yep, absolutely. And what he did in college. But here he is now, folks.
So we know all his business.
We ain't going to put all the man's business out there. Quincy Carter, good morning,
Quincy,
man.
Quincy, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Man, y'all got them tunes going in the background,
yeah.
Too. I love it.
You can thank our Noel for that one.
Hey.
How is life treating you, Matt? And the calendar's turn is 2025. You know, those of us have been around a minute. We never thought about what we'd be doing in 2025. But as we sit here in this third month, how's life for you?
Man, life is great. Life is great. You know, but man, I'm treating myself good too, and yeah. I'm going to the man every morning, asking him for his will for me on an everyday basis. And man, I'm just following the blueprint and carrying out his message and carrying out the things that he wants me to do, you know, from a day-to-day standpoint. So I can't complain at all.
Yeah. This man's always doing great things. You got something special coming up tomorrow. Quincy, most people associate you with football, obviously, with your high school career, college career, professional career. But you were pro in another sport, too, and that's what you got something coming up with tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, me and the great Coach Goodwin, the Hall of Fame coach, Greg Goodwin, we were on a board meeting for my foundation, and all of a sudden, Coach Goodwin just bust out and said, "Wait a minute. Now we're just going to sit around here and act like you didn't play baseball, and we're not going to get involved in baseball." And the talks went from there. I think that was that last board meeting of 24, if I can remember right. And Coach said, "Man, we got to do a baseball camp and get baseball involved." And from there, you know, we started planning, and we put together a good one that we're going to have tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Now, registration is closed. Registration was so amazing, closed in a matter of about 24 hours. So we'll have about 24 hours. So we'll have about 120 kids there. Me, Coach Greg Goodwin, Marquise Grissom will be in the house. The great C.J. Stewart, who's doing so many great things for baseball players in the city of Atlanta. and Coach Carl Brooks from Stockbridge High School will be joining us. And then, of course, we've got a great staff of guys, too. The great Coach Brinkley and others, man. So we just want to give these kids some great fundamentals. We've got some good, a great surprise for them, too. Some gloves we're giving out. We home team apparel, and Avery Edwards made us some baseball jerseys. That's, you know, he does such a great job of what he does over at home team apparel, man. I mean, he just puts together some things for you, get them like you want to. And so, man, I'm so proud of these jerseys we're going to get these kids, too. We're going to come out and have a good time, man, and teach some fundamentals, and they're going home with something, you know, so they can put in their tool bags for a lifetime.
I mean, first of all, you just ruined the surprise because you told everybody you got that for them. So they're going to be standing there with their hands out there, at least the family would be. But again,
the parents, at least. Kids are still asleep.
Quincy Carter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This foundation, I mean, your foundation, this camp, you've been obviously working with kids throughout your career. Is there anything better in life than cracking a smile on them kids' faces when you do the things that you do?
It's not serving people. And I tell people all the time, it's a feeling, and I wish I can, you know, bring it to words here one day, but it's a feeling that you get, a little warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you see a kid smile, man, when you help somebody on their journey of recovery. It's that feeling, man, you get that you, and I still can't describe it yet. One day I will be able to, but man, it's that feeling that's just like, man, it's almost, well, it is like, you know, you're doing God's work and he's down and smiling on you. And man, that's what I'm about for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, Quincy, this is a question that we ask a lot of people who are professionals like yourself. You're doing some things. You're working with kids right now. What's your stance on when you talk to young folks or you talk to parents about playing multiple sports like yourself as opposed to, well, the trend is over the last couple of decades, folks have been concentrating on just one sport with their kid? How do you feel about that?
Man, I've seen the trend of just the, you know, focus on the one sport. And it honestly saddens my heart because I know what baseball gave me as far as the patience of baseball, you know, going out there every day, maybe being in a slump, the adversity of going through that slump, but then still having to get back in that batter's box, man, and go perform for your team and break out of that slump. So the patience, the adversity, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a quarterback of mine the other morning, and, you know, he was having a rough day. What was that, Wednesday? He was having a rough day on Wednesday, and I told him, you know, one of the things that helped me, you know, in football is that, you know, I had that baseball in me where, you know, I'll have a rough half sometimes. You know, especially when I got to the NFL, you know, I got off to some rough starts, but I was able to keep my mind into the game. And then, you know, third, fourth quarter, I pick up things and pull out a victory. So, you know, all that comes from baseball, the hand-eye coordination, just the different physical attributes, too, that different sports give you, the quickness in basketball, you know, that, you know, you can relate to going out on a football field and, you know, being a running back and seeing somebody in the hole and only have those, you know, 2 or 3 feet to make a move on somebody. Well, that's just like basketball where you're squeezing through somebody, maybe have to Euro step, you know, to get to the basket in an and-one. So playing multiple sports give you multiple physical attributes, but then the mental attributes too, each sport gives you. So I'm a big advocate of playing multiple sports and bringing it all together for ultimately one, you know, sport at the end. But these, you know, sports combine to give you a bunch of mental and physical attributes that you need.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Quincy Carter. And he is social. You can find him at Quincy L. Carter, at Quincy L. Carter. And tomorrow, the first annual MVP baseball camp ages 7 through 12. We always got people going to be there like C.J. Stewart and Coach Goodwin's going to be there and Marquise Grissom. Talk about something this is. And to me, we're having a bit of a revival of the African-American baseball player in our town. And why not Atlanta? Why not here? I think it's very fitting that it's happened here. And a lot of the people you have are also helping to make that take place as well. What are your thoughts on that? Because I think we bring some speed back to this game, first of all. This game's got a little slow, Quincy. And, we bring some speed back. And it's part of what you're helping to cultivate tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to see. I remember coming up and having, you know, the idols of Ricky Henderson and Deion Sanders, you know, flying around them bases, putting some pressure on the defense. And then we, you know, got into the late 90s, I think, when it started. About the same time I got into the minor leagues. And, you know, everybody wanted to hit a home run. And then, of course, you know, the Marge steroid era of baseball didn't help. And then everybody started bulking up. And you got these guys that just wanted to go base to base. And it got to be a little bit boring, you know, to be honest with you. Marquise Grissom actually has about five guys, besides Michael Harris. I can't think of the kid name who stole like 200-some bases in the minor leagues. He'll be coming up.
Chandler Simpson.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I met all those guys at Marquise Grissom's gala the night we were there.
Right.
Yeah, Sam. But to see guys like this coming up, to see the C.J. Stewarts also, you know, all the guys he's trained over the years and, you know, the stable of baseball players he has there, man, it's exciting. It's exciting to, you know, hit that ball to, you know, in between right and center, and then that guy comes out the box and you don't know if he's going to second or not. And it just puts so much pressure on the defense also, too. So, it's exciting, man, and why not? You know, having Hank Aaron and all the things that he's done, you know, in Atlanta, and you know, rest in heaven to him. Man, it's an exciting time for baseball. Coach Goodwin, he's right. He done got me back fired up. Although, you know, I've been watching, but to get back in it and these innate things that I've always had in me for years just starting to come back out and me giving these kids some nuggets and wisdom too, it feels good, Sam.
All right, so here's one for you, Quincy. Now, you got to be honest with this one. What do you think is more impressive, a person like yourself, a two-sport athlete, or what you were watching right now with the Dodgers and Ohtani and doing what he's doing within the one sport, pitching, batting, stealing bases, all of that on display at the level at which he's doing it? What's more impressive to you?
Oh, man, you're going now you went deep on me. And now I might have to stay political on you because now I had the Deion Sanders picture on my wall as a kid. The one that two-thirds of the earth is water and I cover the other third. And I remember that poster I had on my wall. And then watching him on Sunday, I want to say shut down Jerry Rice and then flew a helicopter over for the World Series and goes and steal two bases, get two hits. But what Ohtani's doing now is impressive to win, 14, 15 games a year, hit 40 home runs and steal bases. I'm going to stay right there in the middle on you. Good God Almighty. That's tough. That's a tough one. I don't know. That's a tough one. Them are two great attributes to have as far as Ohtani's skill level and then being a two-sport athlete. Good Lord. Now I'm going to stay right in the middle on you. I can't decide. Good Lord. That's a tough one there.
Well, Quincy, we appreciate you getting up and spending some time with us, letting people know about the great things that you're doing, and we applaud you. Hope you guys have a wonderful day tomorrow. The ages are 7 through 12. It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Gresham Park, the first annual MVP baseball camp. And, man, always welcome here on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
You.
Morning, Quincy.
Oh, man, thank y'all for having me. It's God, though. I'm just in the back seat, man, and letting him drive.
Okay.
It's God, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, thanks a lot, Quincy.
Yeah, thank you. Quincy Carter joining Sam and Greg. Again, what do you think? Yeah. I mean, it just popped into my head. We're talking to a two-sport athlete. Now, he didn't do it professionally, but we all knew he did it.
Yeah.
And I ask you, as we go to break, think about this. Give me an answer when we come back here. Noelle, you too. I'm just curious of where we are right now, because we're watching something. If people were to talk about, we wouldn't believe it. And if we did believe it, it wouldn't be at the level that he's doing it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So,
and also at a time when we've taken the bat out of the pitcher's hand.
Exactly.
That's the other part,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to wrap up this 7 o'clock hour. Excuse me, I'm all turned around here. Got some college basketball going on. Not just men's, but also women's. And speaking of women's basketball, Megan L. Hall will be joining us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. I gave out that fact last week, which I think is still one of the just amazing facts about the industry having to do with this movie. And then today is the day the movie was released.
Today?
Yes. Today was the day The Godfather was released back in 72. And the stories that have surrounded the making of this movie are been in a number of documentaries. But anyways, we come back here, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I had people asking me about that thing throughout the course of this week. By the way, folks at the barbershop told me to tell you hello.
Okay.
Carl, all of them.
Yep.
They told me to tell you hello. Shout out to Off the Hook.
As a folks told me to tell you hello, too. Because after I left here Sunday, I was on my way to Athens.
Yeah?
For the Athletic Directors Conference. Georgia Athletic Directors.
Athletic directors asked you about me
me to tell you? They listen to the show.
Wow. Okay.
So shout out to the ADs.
Not the dude from Pope, whose office I stole.
We talked about that.
Oh, no.
We talked about that because some of the other athletic directors had heard about his office and heard about what he had. Said, we heard about what you got in that office. I said, yeah. I said, my man was in his office when he was filming some of
the dressing room.
He got it in. And he said, oh, yeah, he's a movie star, too. Oh, yeah, they just got out of there.
Be sure to watch Beauty and Black Season 2. It's airing right now on Netflix. Yeah. I still haven't seen one of them. But I gave out that fact last week. I'm going to do it again because I think it's just amazing. And then we'll move on here. I told this last week. There is an actor who has been in 5 movies. His whole total of his IMDb is 5 movies. Yet each one of those movies were nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. And his name is John Cavall or Cavalli. I'm not sure the exact pronunciation of it. And you know him as Fredo Corleone. So here it is again. He played John played Fredo Corleone, 72, in The Godfather. Played Fredo Corleone in Godfather 2 in 74. Also in 74, he was in the movie The Conversation, also nominated. In 75, he was in Dog Day Afternoon with his buddy Al Pacino. And then he was in 1978's The Deer Hunter with his then-girlfriend, Meryl Streep, who he met somewhere between Dog Day Afternoon and that one and told Al Pacino, this is a famous story, he told Al Pacino, I just met the greatest actor, period. And he was talking about Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Anyway, he died right after making The Deer Hunter. So he was 42 years old, died of lung cancer. So this dude's career were those 5 movies.
Yeah.
And all of them hit Best Picture at the Oscars. So that's a neat little feat there. Speaking of casting call, going to let you know where money is flying through the air. They're still there in front of the camera and behind. That is all coming up. But it's all about college basketball right now. Noelle, I know you got sparks coming off your heels. So when you get a second, I want to talk about the women's side when you have a moment. But so far for you. You know, we went into this thing, you know, watching what was going on with the SEC and that tournament.
Yeah.
And what Auburn was going to do. Then you had the Tennessee-Texas game the other night, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah. For me, it goes all the way back early in the week to the Georgia game, the Georgia-Oklahoma game, because a lot of people were wondering, did Georgia need to win another tournament to solidify their spot tomorrow for Selection Sunday? They felt like they had done well coming down the stretch. They had a lot of wins there toward the end of the team, plus that big win over Florida. And they ran kind of, you know, played well, finishing up the regular season. But a lot of people, some people figured, okay, they need to go and at least win one round. They didn't get that done. Oklahoma beats them. But most people still feel like the overall body of work, the strength of schedule, should get Georgia into it tomorrow. I don't know if it will be a 9 seed or a 10 seed.
Right.
And that 8-9 game is always a toss-up. And so do you want to go in as a 9? You may want to rather go in there as a 10 if that's possible. It also depends on what happens in some of the other tournaments that are going on around the country.
Right.
With the ACC tournament, you know, Duke is hurting. Duke, you know, at Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg, he goes down.
He goes down. They barely get by North Carolina last night, and people said, has North Carolina done enough to make it in? Or was somebody, or all these teams from the SEC knocked them out? I mean, a lot of people are getting fewer invites to this thing because of the SEC and the strength of schedule in the SEC.
Can I ask you a question? We talked about this during football and the changing landscape of college sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're into the part of the basketball season that people traditionally really, really focus on and pay attention to, but even toward the end of the regular season. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to ask, is it possible to get back any of the so-called traditional rivalries that we saw disappear during this football season? Nobody cared about certain matchups. You know, I remember you going on about, you know, the was it the Red River rivalry and took Texas, I mean, Oklahoma and Nebraska. Those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah.
But I think on the college level, it's not so much the star athlete as it is the coach.
Right.
Right? So once that legendary coach is gone, will it be rekindled? And I bring this up because I don't think people gave a about North Carolina Duke these last couple times they played within the last month. Both of them.
Outside of the state of North Carolina.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a prime time game to make sure the networks put it on a prime time platform and everybody could see it. But this has been the latest of a noticeable tradition that's sort of like an also-ran right now with a lot of the public. Now, I'm speaking from my chair.
And then, you know, take that down and see what's happening in the SEC with Alabama and Auburn game. Being something you had to see, right?
Right, yeah.
That's always been football. You figure them people didn't care what about basketball at those schools. Mm-hmm. But look at the passion that's come up for basketball and the matchup between Alabama and Auburn. And both times the place is packed. They got great network attention because that's what's happening now. You know, so that's the thing. I mean, yeah, you're going to have that.
I think that's that rivalry. No, let's call it a rivalry. I think that current situation is because Alabama's going to get their name mentioned just because of the residue of Nick Saban and what he did on the football program. I think, going back to what we said earlier, the draw Auburn, not only playing like they're playing, but they also got a recognizable, kind of interesting coach in Bruce Pearl.
That too. I mean, the residue from the football team is nice. The basketball team still got to win games.
They still got to win games. But it's like, are you hearing what Alabama's doing? You know what I'm saying? We're always talking about the football side.
Right. But, I mean, that's happening. And that's why Georgia's getting some, you know, getting some mention because of what's happened with football.
Exactly.
And now basketball's kicked in. Basketball became an event this year at Georgia. I mean, the games were packed. Students were there. It was an incredible atmosphere and a great home court advantage for the Georgia team when they played their games at home this year. So, yeah, that kind of shifted. But we started around the conference as people recognized this is a great basketball league, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just football. You know, so that's the thing. Talk about a coach that's still there. Michigan State is still moving along in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
talk about that.
We'll see what happens once the tournament starts.
Okay.
See, I've been saying that at my house, too, because I've been hearing people talk, well, we're not number one. Oh, we're going to be number one. I said, none of this means spit until they tip it off in the tournament. Because you could be that story, that 16 against one, that gets knocked out or wherever you're located at. It just, let's see this play out. Because what you do in the Big Ten tournament means nothing once you get into the tournament.
That's true. That's true.
Nothing.
Do that to get there. What you want to do this week is just, you know, get your seedings right and whatnot. We see UConn. Is Creighton just beat them? Creighton just
kind of a little fisticuffs there going on there too.
The other Hurley. But you're still going to watch those guys once the tournament gets going. I tell you a team that I'm watching to see where they end up, and that is Memphis. Memphis has had a remarkable season. Penny Hardaway.
Penny
Hardaway is the conference coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching.
I can go with that.
It's one of those teams.
I hang my hat on Memphis.
Yeah, I want to watch them when this tournament gets started. It's going to be good as always. It's going to be great to watch. We find out tomorrow who makes it in. And here she is.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, it's so funny you mentioned Penny because my mom asked me about him the other day. She was like, what is he doing right now? And I was like, actually, he's coaching in Tennessee. He's the coach in Tennessee. You got to get into March Madness.
People just don't know. for about a brief period of time, he was, next to Jordan, probably the most unstoppable force in basketball. For a short period of time, he could do whatever he wanted to do with that point guard position at 6'7".
Yep.
I mean,
I'm going to tell you what's still the test of time. And not so much Penny's career, but right next to Jordan is his Nike shoe.
Yep.
His Nike line is one of the more favorite ones behind Jordan. But if we turn to the women's side of the tournament, to me, there's like three major things going on. Of course, there's a lot. There's going to be a lot of people selected on Selection Sunday tomorrow. But, I mean, there's staples that we're all looking for, right? Like, can South Carolina repeat? Can UConn restart their dominance? And can Juju just run through everybody like she's been doing? So these
you know what
to
I like
be.
You know what I like about all of that, what she just did?
What was that?
At no point did she bring up Kim Mulkey.
I'll bring up Kim Mulkey.
Because
the other story is at TCU, where a player who left LSU has had a revival
and is rolling
into the tournament. A lot of people wonder how Kim Mulkey let her get away.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so
Kim Mulkey is
getting that. And TCU, Van Leap is another story.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, get your popcorn ready for this women's tournament, man.
Okay, go ahead, Noel. I'm sorry.
Just everywhere, man.
I like that you didn't bring up LSU, so go ahead.
But no, that's a great point, Sam, about Haley Van Lith, because we've seen her in these tournaments for years. And it's always in a different jersey. So now it's like, what is she going to bring to this new team that she's on? Like, you already have the viral picture of her with Caitlin looking sad behind her and with her, you know, making the expression like, I'm shutting her down. I'm doing what I can do. Now, Haley's also been lit up a couple times, too. But we know what she can do. So that is a very interesting story on top of the other three. So I'm excited to see where everybody lands on Selection Sunday to see where we get started. And
can you answer a couple of those questions off the top? I mean, speculation. First of all, you wondered about South Carolina.
Yeah.
Is this their year? Is it a rebuilding year? Is it, you know?
They're going to have to earn it.
Anybody
going to roll over and give it to them?
Yeah, no, nobody's going to roll over. And it's a lot different when you're the hunted, right?
Right.
And not saying that South Carolina hasn't been the hunted, but, you know, when you cut the net down, that next year, everybody is on you to make sure that they're able to cut the net down. Like, you're the first person everybody got to get out the way. And especially if you're who? Paige Buckers and UConn.
I was going to say that. I was going to
do
that.
And Geno, yeah, because they want their crown back, right? Like, it's been them forever, and now the landscape is – it's almost like the female rap scene. And so it's so interesting because it's been Nicki forever, and now, like, you even mediocre female rappers are able to be famous and have fans and have concerts, right? It's a different landscape, and it's kind of where UConn is. They've been the Nicki Minaj in it for so long, and now they look around. What do you mean South Carolina?
Iowa? And it ain't even a program either. It's his paycheck that got trumped.
Yeah, I mean, that too.
That's the other thing, too. So there's motivation from top to bottom.
Yeah. Everybody wants their star power back. We have a WNBA draft that's heading up soon. Mm-hmm. Like, the clock is ticking on that. If you're Paige Buckers just looking at, you know, potentially coming out, I know Washington fans are clamoring for some Paige Buckers. You trying to put your best foot forward.
Who's got the first pick, though? Dallas has the first pick, though, right?
Dallas has the first pick this year? Because one of was Washington. I'll double check.
I think it's Dallas.
But,
that's where she's going to end up going if that happens.
Ooh!
One team to watch, you know, with the SWAC tournament in town, one HBCU team to watch are the Norfolk State women. They are 29-4. They're going to play Howard today for the conference championship. They have regular season wins over Missouri and Auburn.
Ooh, they coming.
So, I mean, I think they win this tournament. They shouldn't get a 16 seed going into the NCAA. They should get like a 15 or a 14, you know, give you a chance, a team that you be more competitive with through that first round of the tournament. So I'm watching out for Norfolk State in the women's tournament, too.
Yeah, because the SWAC is growing.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting more players there. They're getting their programs and infrastructures are better. And every year you see these SWAC players take these SWAC programs take another leap. And being able to beat an Auburn and some of these other bigger program teams, like an SEC program team, an ACC team, these are notches on your belt. Like, the SWAC is coming.
So we watch for that.
All right. You know, y'all, you teed up something to me.
What?
You know what I miss?
What?
We started talking about a minute ago. I know Noel's going to feel the same way. You know what I really miss? The Penny Hardaway commercials. Lil Penny.
Oh, yeah.
With Chris.
That's Tyra Banks.
Folks don't know the Lil Penny commercial voiced by Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I miss them. I wish we could play a couple of them. But coming up 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. That's right. We started an hour late. Another name, Jamal Lewis. He has got an event coming up. He and his partner, Ed Reed. Listen, this is coming up at 8:20. This Shamley Football Bash is around the corner. We're going to talk about that coming up 8 o'clock hour. Got some money flying through the air. Got a Cassie call and Noelle, see what's going on in her mind. We're going to combine the two. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw will let you know everything you need to know about what's going on locally. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.